All right, it's that time of the week where we cross live to Gavin Gray to give us the lowdown on what's happening news-wise in the UK. Very good morning to you, Gavin. How are you doing?
Morning, Sarah Jane. Yes, woken up on a lovely sunny day here. In fact, Europe is a little bit on a heat wave at the moment, not just the UK, but Europe. We had 34 degrees Celsius this week.
I heard 36, Gavin Gray.
Well, yeah, I think people in the city, I mean, I got 34 on my thermometer.
And whereabouts are you?
I'm just out, southwest, near Guildford. So
Guildford,
if you're in the centre, heading out towards Wimbledon, that's right, Surrey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where I grew up. Good, right, okay, we've done the very British thing that we do every week, which is talking about the weather. Let's crack on. Right, so the UK reintroducing lockdown measures, but only in a certain part of England, not in our part.
No, controversial because they were announced pretty late in the day and took effect almost immediately, but they affect roughly 4 million people. So this isn't like a small town or whatever. This is a large area of Greater Manchester, East Lancashire and parts of West Yorkshire. Why? Well, because of a spike in coronavirus cases there. The government says that, yes, the measures will come as a blow to Muslim communities because they were celebrating Eid this weekend. Places of worship can be open, subject to social distancing. But, of course, what this does mean, this new ban, is it effectively prevents people from meeting each other indoors if they're from different households. So individual households will still be able to go to pubs and restaurants but not mix with another household, and you can't invite somebody from another household into your house. It affects a large area, Greater Manchester, Blackburn, Burnley, Rossendale, Bradford, all these areas and around, noticing this significant tightening of restrictions. And also spare a thought for those who are getting married, because the Prime Minister also announced that he was going to limit the number of guests allowed at such marriages, and again announced at very short notice. So those poor people who'd organised their big weddings, I'm afraid, had their hopes dashed.
Sure, tough. Also, criticism of the government for deciding to allow patients to be discharged back to care homes from hospital without having had COVID tests at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yes, a very severe criticism. The government says it will have a review of how it handled the pandemic, but it says now is the wrong time. But nevertheless, various different groups have had their reviews, and one came from the Public Accounts Committee. Now, this is an influential group of MPs, and they said that at the start of the pandemic, the government was permitting people who were being discharged from hospital to go into care homes without being tested from coronavirus. They said that was belatedly changed in April, but for the first couple of weeks it wasn't, and that was an appalling error and reckless because it permitted those who were with coronavirus to go back into a care home, which are, of course, by their very nature, very enclosed environments with very vulnerable people, and spread that. Now, the government said it did stop it. It tried to work on the best government scientific advice it could. And this weekend, lots of newspapers coming out with what they're claiming are government plans for everyone over the age of 50 to effectively be locked down. They're saying that if it gets really bad, the government has contingency plans that people aged over 50 could well be given a new set of guidelines about what they're allowed to do or it's suggested they're doing. Of course, here we are in our summer, but we are approaching autumn and then winter, and the coronavirus bug, along with the winter flu bug and other illnesses and people wanting to remain indoors in close quarters, could mean a second spike is certainly on the way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm very worried about my old mum. She's 80. I mean, she's in good health, but still, she is 80. We always speak, Gavin, about the quarantine situation and isolating. And you were saying last week that people's holidays had kind of been put, the kibosh had been put on holidays because they were going to then have to equate in an extra 2 weeks off work when they got back. Luxembourg has now been added to the countries on that quarantine-free list, right?
Yes, it has. Now, Luxembourg is a tiny country in the middle of Europe. It's not visited by very many people on holiday. But I think what is significant about this announcement, Sarah Jane, is that it could well be the domino effect. So Spain, Luxembourg. What about France? There's been a huge increase in France. Eastern Europe's noticed a big increase as well, which is becoming, incidentally, much more popular for holidays, Eastern Europe, in this country. So, yes, 120,000 Britons a year go to Luxembourg, but the Foreign Office advising all against all but essential travel there. They're going to have to, anybody that does go to Luxembourg will have to isolate for 14 days when they get back. The government said there'd been a consistent increase in cases in the country since the end of June and decided reluctantly to add it to the case. And so consequently, we're noticing this list of countries that people can go to and can't go to is fluctuating. But it's certainly as well being announced almost overnight in that, you know, you could be somewhere and then suddenly you find out on the news that actually you've got to self-isolate when you get back for 2 weeks. Now, if you're freelance, a freelance worker, or if your boss isn't very sympathetic, that can pose real problems. Incidentally, we passed a very sad milestone of more than 46,000 deaths this week.
Sure, that's extraordinary. We move to one of Luxembourg's neighbours, Germany now, where thousands of people have taken to the capital, Berlin, to protest against the country's coronavirus restrictions.
Yes, isn't this extraordinary? We've had a similar protest in London, but it was nowhere near as well attended as this. Thousands, it was estimated to be about 20,000 people, attended this so-called Day of Freedom. Now, Germany has had coronavirus restrictions, but it has seemed to have got away pretty well. It's recorded 900 new cases and 7 deaths in the last few days. The spike has begun since the pandemic actually took hold. 9,000 people have died. When you compare that to the UK's figure, that, of course, is much, much lower for all sorts of different reasons, I hasten to add. But yes, there does appear to be a second spike now in Germany and a reimposition of certain guidelines. And some Germans say this is against their freedom. This is against their civil rights. And so they marched on this Day of Freedom saying that Corona is a false alarm and that they're being forced to wear a muzzle, which is against their rights, against their protections and all sorts of things. And I'm afraid after a while, in very German style, the police went in and broke it up because they weren't actually observing social distancing. But nevertheless, I think a significant protest here of people who are fed up. Well, you know, we're all a bit fed up, aren't we? But, you know, we have to abide by these things.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I love this next story, which comes out of Brixton Prison in South London, which is now offering, can this be right, Gavin, takeaways?
Yes. Some of the listeners may remember, I spoke to this story many years ago with Africa, because a charity in London, a prison in London set up a charity within it. And the prison is Brixton in South London, and they set up a professional standard restaurant. It's called The Clink. And yes, it is.
Do they serve porridge, Gavin? Do they serve porridge?
Ah, very good. I'm sure they're careful about who takes part in it. You wouldn't want too many people who might be inside for poisoning.
No, because too many crooks spoil the broth, Gavin.
Anyway, so this is a professional restaurant, and people from outside go into the prison. It's a special segregated part in order to go and eat there. The chefs and the waiters are prisoners, and it is highly, highly rated in terms of the food. It's also highly rated by the government because it has seen that those taking part in The Clink are massively much less likely to reoffend. So in other words, it's given people skills which they can then go out and use on the outside world and not go back to prison. Anyway, The Clink has suffered because of course, it's a sit-down restaurant, and what they discovered is, with all the pandemic guidelines and the restrictions, they couldn't do that, and so they started offering takeaway services, and do you know what? It's solidly booked. I was looking at the slots. They're absolutely solidly booked for a few days to come, and so The Clink continues on its wary way. If you're wondering why, listeners, it's called The Clink, well, that is slang over here for prison.
Yeah, indeed. I love that. What a fantastic story. Gavin, we're going to have to leave it there, but absolutely super stuff. And we will chat again next week. Enjoy the sunshine. Put some sunscreen on, please.
Indeed, I will. Take care.